after cutting short his trip to the G7 summit in Canada as the Israeli-Iran conflict rages on. He told reporters on Air Force One,
"They should have done the deal. I told them, do the deal. So I don't know. I'm not too much in a mood to negotiate."
We are learning more about the Minnesota man who's been charged with murder in the deaths of a Democratic legislator and her husband. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Prosecutors say 57-year-old Vance Belter carefully planned his Saturday morning attack on not two, but at least four Minnesota Democratic state lawmakers and their families.
A former L.A. physician is facing the possibility of up to 40 years in prison after agreeing to plead guilty in the ketamine overdose death of Friends star Matthew Perry. Legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
The sentencing guidelines don't take kindly to people in positions of power that abuse that position of power.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wolves in Wisconsin may or may not remain on the endangered list and could spark a statewide hunt. Brittany Merlot explains.
And conservation activists are petitioning the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to list gray wolves as endangered or threatened at the state level, as congressional Republicans seek to delist them at the federal level. The group urged the DNR to list the wolves as endangered to uphold science-based population management and protect the wolves from excessive hunting amid federal funding cuts. The wolves are delisted at the federal level. The state would be required to hold an annual wolf hunt.
Officials in Wausau hope DNA science can identify the city's unknown soldier. Joanne Krulatz has details.
The unknown soldier died by suicide in 1930, leaving behind no identifying information, just a note saying he was a World War I veteran. Efforts to identify him went nowhere, and officials buried him with full military honors and a headstone marked unknown soldier. But last week, multiple agencies worked to dig up his remains with great care and respect. They now await DNA analysis to see if a living match can be found, which could lead to identification and closure for his story. Officials say the effort could take months, with the University of Wisconsin Missing in Action Recovery and Identification Project assisting the effort.
The Marshfield Police Department is reminding people of railroad crossing safety tips. Both Marshfield and Wisconsin Rapids have several railroad crossings at busy intersections. Officials say it's important to wait and look both ways. Only cross legally and safely at designated crossings. Don't get caught in the middle. Wait for traffic to move before driving through a crossing. And remember, it's not a race. Never attempt to outrun or beat a train. Trains always have the right of way. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A win for OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball, the Thunder beat the Pacers 120-109 to take a 3-2 lead in the NBA Finals. Indiana's Tyrese Halliburton re-injuring that right ankle and calf muscle in the first quarter ended up with only 4 points in 34 minutes of play. The Thunder's Jalen Williams with a career-high 40 points in the postseason asked, was that the game plan or were shots just dropping in for him?
Probably a little bit of both. I don't want to give too much into the game plan, but a lot of it is just me being aggressive, seeing what's open and taking those shots.
Game 6 is Thursday night in Indy. Baseball, the Brewers face the first-place Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. Chicago with a 5.5 game lead in the NL Central. Ahead of the crew, pitcher Colin Ray on the kind of standard manager Craig Counsell has set in the Cubs clubhouse this year.
Yeah, I think he just has the expectations of us doing the little things right, coming in every single day, giving your best effort, holding each other accountable for those things when you step through those doors every single day.
That's Cubs pitcher Colin Ray with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Same for tomorrow, scattered rain and thunderstorms with a half inch or more of rain possible tomorrow, or high tomorrow in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Pat Kreitlow, back from Adventures in Canada, will be joining us to break down the news. Retired Major General Randy Manner will be here as well. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Nice to have you here up north at 8:06 on this Tuesday morning, June 17th, and still ahead, Chad Holmes from 98.9 WXCO is going to be here. Dan Schaefer will be along at the bottom of the hour. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot is here as well, but first from the text line, responding to Fred in Cottage Grove, who says, am I too late for the tickets? Been busy and have not checked my phone. Yes, Fred, you are several days too late. The Scotty Summer Text to Win contest ran through last Friday, but thank you for the immediate paranoia. I went crazy, Parker, quickly looking at, like, did I miss? I'm looking over here. I'm looking to see if other stations' text lines, do they have words that are text in? So, Fred, my who needs coffee? My blood's pumping now, thanks to you, buddy. Yeah. That's how this works. So, no, I do not have tickets for you. Also on the text line, and we're going to hit up Brittany and Chad Holmes with this as well. When I mentioned that it's National Eat Your Vegetables Day, yeah, or Eat Your Veggies Day, however it was, we had some comments from, I think, Alicia says, oh, hey, I get my fresh veggies delivered today. So she, is it a veggie subscription that she's got maybe going here? And so then we got from Luke Mathers, we got, you know, corn, because you said corn was a favorite vegetable.
Yeah.
I was like, nope, people are going to push back, including the handsome and capable Luke Mathers, who says corn is a grain. Vegetables don't exist. They're an illusion. All things you think are vegetables are truly something else. I could go down this rabbit hole for hours, which I was like, yes, by all means. Tell. And then Alicia says, I would contest that vegetables are the umbrella over all the groups of food that are considered vegetables, which is kind of breaks your brain if you think about it for a bit here. But
yeah,
I mean, so that gets into the, is a tomato a fruit? Is a corn a vegetable? Is it a grain or whatever? Brittany, none of us are master gardeners like no. Kristen Lyerly. We should have got her to talk about this instead.
Did we forget to ask Hans about this?
Hans is a dairy farmer. His view on vegetable farming is probably going to be a little different.
His credentials are far closer to this than ours, Pat.
Milking a cow is now closer to being a vegetable farmer than Chad Holmes running things, calling high school sports, Mr. Holmes. Wouldn't you agree? Take yourself off mute before you answer that question, though, of course, first. He's going to think about his
answer. I tell you, I am so stupid. I come on here. I come on with my mute on because I don't want to be making noise in the background. And then it's always you talk to me, and then I open my mouth and nothing comes out.
Like, yeah.
Now I forgot the question.
Do you get into these discussions about whether certain things are a fruit or a vegetable or anything like that?
Well, I mean, I think along that line that you can talk about whether it's fruit, vegetables, and there's so many other areas of life that you actually kind of get into where people kind of disagree whether or not the parameters fit within, you know, the two guardrails. I think that's kind of a microcosm of a lot of discussions I think we have. You can maybe even make politically with guardrails. So
we're we're getting so that way. Deep. We're getting so deep on what is a vegetable, man? You know, Alicia's point out there. Brittany, any input on what's a fruit? What's a vegetable? What's your favorite? What should be banned?
Like, I could care less what you call it, but I love all of it. Fruit, vegetables. I'd probably say green peppers. I'm obsessed, weirdly enough, with green peppers. I can just eat them straight. I can bite into them like an apple. I'm a weird one, but I love them.
There is one substance on earth that is like kryptonite to me. Ooh, and it is green peppers. Let's say you order pizza. And let's say that it is an otherwise perfect pizza. I love to get like pepperoni, sausage, mushroom. If there is one little bit of green pepper, because, you know, sometimes when they make a pizza, they grab from the ingredients and things spill over. If there is one little green pepper on that pizza, I can smell it. It has this immediate gag reflex, and I will not just throw the pizza away. I will find an incinerator to burn it first.
You can probably with the still, pineapple.
You can probably still smell the green peppers on my fingers because last night on my way home from work, I stopped at the store. I bought a frozen pizza along with with a green pepper and an onion to add to my pizza.
I wish I could communicate to our listeners what Pat's face just did.
I cut up the green pepper and I put it all over. Lots of green peppers on that pizza.
I was an extremely picky eater as a child. I have come leaps and bounds in all the things that I eat now that I didn't eat as a kid. But man, there is something about green peppers. I don't know what, but
I get you. I'm with that.
I don't know if I can come on the show anymore after this.
You and Brittany just want to do green pepper talk?
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Head over to North Hudson where they do Pepper Fest, you know, every summer.
Hey.
Speaking of Master Gardener Kristen Lyerly, I did send a note asking how they were doing because I know there was a tornado warning up where she was in the Hibbing area.
Yes.
And she texted back saying, "We're all good here. We did have to pull a bunch of patients into the hallway until the tornado warning passed, but I don't think there's severe damage near me. They're just not used to tornado warnings up north the way that we are. They're pretty rare in northern Minnesota, which is ironic since Judy Garland was born up there."
Yes, she was.
Before that whole tornado thing took her away to the land of Oz.
Isn't
so
that ironic?
But it got really, some of these cells were super strong, Brittany. And, you know, we got more showers and thunderstorms in the future here.
Yes, it was a pretty scary night last night up in Minnesota. And of course, that tornado watch extended into portions of northwest Wisconsin, where one storm did stay strong. And that storm earlier in Minnesota produced a tornado. So it's a good thing that it weakened as it moved into Wisconsin. And like Kristen said, yeah, they're not used to these strong storms that far north. I mean, they get thunderstorms, but usually they don't pack a tornado. So that was a rare evening. Now today, we're calm this morning. Nothing's really going on. We've got a few clouds hanging on up north. Temperatures in the 60s. There's sunshine down south. Temperatures in the 70s. And today we are going to warm things up. It is still sticky, kind of muggy out there. Highs will reach 80 degrees up north, near 90 down south. And down south, you're in a risk for some marginal thunderstorms today, probably starting around 4 or 5 or so this evening, kind of ending around 9. And a few of those could have some gusty winds and some hail with that. Now, this is, of course, into the Madison, Milwaukee area this evening. Up north, we're going to stay mainly dry. And then tomorrow, another big low-pressure system targets the entire state, and it's going to move in probably by the afternoon, right around noon or so, and it's going to turn widespread as we go into the evening. Pretty heavy rainfall is expected in places, southern half of the state, where we could see 1 to 2 inches of rainfall, which, of course, puts us in a risk for an excessive rain, which causes flooding, so keep an eye out for that. So a wet night tonight south and all day looking at some rain statewide tomorrow.
All right. Keep an ear out for that local forecast then. Brittany, thank you so much. I'm going to go talk to Chad some more about green peppers, if you don't mind. So
give it to him. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. We'll talk to you a little bit later on. First, again, our reminder as usual, you can sign up for our Up North News daily newsletters, upnorthnewswi.com. And if you can't catch this show live and want to listen by podcast, head over to Spotify and be a subscriber, or Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. But we'd love to have you a Spotify subscriber as well. So Chad has been covering things around Wausau, which have included far less sports than it used to be as the sports season finally winds down. I was joking with Jimmy Cuska yesterday about how, you know, you guys, this is like the closest thing you get to a break where you could, you know, hibernate for a while before you have to start covering high school football again? Or does it not feel like that yet?
Oh, this is, I mean, unfortunately, or fortunately, whatever you want to say, in terms of I have a pattern in my life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have this circle. Seasonal,
this,
right.
This circle that goes around, whether it's a week, a month, or a year, and this is the time where you do kind of take that step back, because between the winter and the spring, it gets very busy and hectic and a lot of running around, and it's actually nice to be able to go home and cut my green pepper and have a meal at the normal time and not have to wait till 9 or 10 o'clock after getting home from doing a ball game or something like that to enjoy a meal.
And then I wanted to ask as well, because you do sometimes head over to play a little poker in some of these tournaments.
That's right.
Is this the time of year where you might be contemplating that again?
In about 3 weeks, I will be heading to Vegas. And in fact, this year, I am crossing off a bucket list item.
Ooh.
I've always gone out there, but I've never played the main event, which is the big one, the number one tournament, the world championship event. And I'm going to do that this year. So
wow.
I'm flying out there, and the 4th of July falls on a Friday. So it's nice to have that little extra day. Mm-hmm. Then I'm taking That's my right. vacation yes. the following week. And I'm flying out there, and on the 4th of July, I will be sitting in for the main event of the World Series of Poker. So,
wow.
I've been putting away for it for a couple of years, and I've decided I'm going to splurge a little bit for once.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. Yeah, good luck. It's going to be a lot of fun here.
It's going to be hopefully a lot of fun. I don't just want to make sure I don't get, you know, sit down and then get busted in 10 minutes or something like that. But
well, you know. It's like all those reality shows, you know, where somebody's like the one who gets cut in the very first show, and you really don't want that to be you, but it does
and
happen.
If I win it, then you have to get somebody else to fill this spot.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my goodness. And guess what? You'll be their first guest. But as you're leaving for whatever island you're going to go live on, you know,
I'll be the next Kreitlow who went off to an island for a while, right?
That's exactly. Trust me, I can recommend. Yes. So getting to some sports that are decidedly not high school, but I wanted your impression because, I mean, I am firmly in the Shohei Ohtani fan club. And so last night, 21 months after Tommy John elbow surgery, he was back on the pitcher's mound and did give up a pair of two-strike hits, did give up one run, but he also hurled one of his fastballs at 100.2 miles an hour in his return to the mound. And then after retiring a batter for the third out, Ohtani did not go to the dugout. Instead, he put on his batting gloves and other equipment and walked over to the on-deck circle to lead off the bottom of the first inning. This guy, Chad, I don't have to say anything else. This guy.
I know. I mean, it truly is. We are seeing a guy that is Babe Ruth. I mean, for those folks 100 years ago, I mean, Babe Ruth started as a pitcher and then became a pitcher hitter. And then they decided, well, we're not going to pitch him anymore. Ohtani is a little bit different in that he wants to be that two-way guy. He wants to be that pitcher. I saw an article just the other day saying, well, you know, why bother with this pitching? You know, it's like he is such an incredible hitter, but this is an amazing thing that we're seeing. I mean, as you said, these 100 mile per hour pitchers, I mean, there's a reason why these arms are blowing out. They don't pace themselves anymore. And I just think that that's partly the team's fault because they don't, it's not the, well, after six innings, I'm too tired to go out there. It's because they go out 100%. Right. There's no thinking man's game in terms of the mound. But for Ohtani, I mean, just an amazing, amazing story. And it just, I don't think people really appreciate it, to be honest with you.
I don't either, which is why I bring it up in segments like this, because, again, here's a guy that's been recovering from surgery for pitching, and yet he's still hitting. He's batting .290. His 25 home runs leads the National League, along with 41 RBIs already. The guy's just a phenom. So when he took the pitching mound last night for the Dodgers, I just wanted to call attention to it and allow us a few minutes to ooh and ah about that. Chad will be talking much more local sports, local news on his local updates on 98.9 WXCO and, of course, on the Civic Media app as well. And he visits with us on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We'll talk to you again real soon.
You too, Pat.
All right, Chad. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Again, 98.9 WXCO on the Civic Media app. Some of you will get a local update. The rest will be back here for a bit. And in 15 minutes, Dan Schaefer from the Heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota. Thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
To everyone who believes a good meal can always be made even better, come try our new chicken sandwiches at Culver's.
We're talking juicier chicken with crispier breading, and it's all served on a buttery brioche bun and topped with crisp dill pickles, creamy mayo, and fresh lettuce and tomato. You're sure to enjoy your first bite and every bite after that.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
This fall, build your perfect Wisconsin football game day with a mini pack. Pick any three games, including Big Ten matchups like Washington, Iowa, and Ohio State, and save while cheering on the Badgers. Big matchups, big moments, and it's all on your schedule. Football mini packs are available now. Create your custom game day experience today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. First touchdown to the fifth quarter. There's always something to enjoy. Football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
There was like a water day, so we had a, like some people dressed up in swimsuits or something that they could get wet in. It was really fun.
And then I sprayed them with a squirt gun when they did bad. Just kidding. Yeah. That's not how it happened. It just kind of turned into a free-for-all.
Yeah. But it sounds like the rehearsals have been a lot of fun. And that's really important. And it's great for the audience to know that, too. If there's any kids out there that are listening or parents that are listening and they want to be involved in this and knowing how much fun that can be. And you guys just helped me out a lot, too, because I'm going to be directing soon and I'm taking notes. I want to make sure my crew has a good and fun time, too. So a water balloon flight, got it. And other great things. Gretchen, when it came to putting this together, how much fun have you had doing this and working with the kids and everything? I know this is a bit of a throwback for you.
Yep, it's always been one of my favorite times of the summer, and it's been, I don't know, a little bit more of a joy to work with the really little kids, because it's like you could still, they're still magical. They still believe in it a little bit, and they want to just do a good job, and it's not just about everyone's trying to get the lead part or something like that, and they're not catty children. They're not mean to each other, and they all just want to put on a good show and have fun. And I'd say that everybody's part is pretty. You guys get a lot of stage time, right? So none of you feel like you guys have small parts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gretch, let's get into the details of the show, when it's going to be being performed and where people can take it in.
Yep. So we will be performing on Thursday and Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater on the main stage. We will also be making an appearance at Lunch by the River on the 19th. our another group is doing a show called Snow White and the Seven Endings at the beginning of Lunch by the River, and that show is about an hour long. And then for the last half hour or so, both Dare to Dream and West Side Story will be doing a couple songs from their shows to help promote, and we'll be handing out brochures and stuff. So we'll be there. Tonight we're going to actually be at the Rafters game doing the 50-50 raffle, and a group of our kids will be singing the national anthem there and in their costumes, and it'll be a lot of fun.
How exciting. Are either of you going to be a part of that, part of the national anthem or anything?
I will. I've been practicing.
Have you? Great. Oh, really good. And it really helps to practice. Sometimes it makes us feel a little more confident going into those things. I'm really impressed. I could never do that. I could not, no matter what, I couldn't do that. I'm very impressed by that. That's really cool. Good on you guys.
Do you know if you're coming, Aria?
I don't think so.
Okay, I was asking mom.
Maybe next time. Yeah. And you guys are so young, you'll probably be in a lot of shows and have a lot of chances like this.
Yeah. And we're having a really fun day on Wednesday for our final dress rehearsal. Mm. Does anybody want to tell them what we're doing?
We're having like a breakfast dinner, and everybody's going to bring at least like a little thing to just like have our last rehearsal to be super fun.
Yeah. Yep, so we're going to have breakfast for dinner before. We're going to come in our pajamas and have like a pajama day. And then they're going to get, and you guys get to each bring a stuffed animal from home to sit in the audience. Well, so that they are, so that their best friend from their childhood, who they always told their dreams to, gets to be sitting in the front row.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And then after that, we're going to get into our costumes, do the show, and then we're going to change back into our PJs, listen to the long bit of notes that Miss Gretchen has for them for the final dress, and you'll go home late, but you'll already be in your PJs, so that's okay.
My heart, you guys, I can't take all the cute. I can't take it all. It's so cute. So awesome. That's great. Thank you for saying that, Gretchen. Thank you for that. Before we wrap up and we just touch on the other show that I wanted to mention, also showing up at Lunch by the River, I did want to note to the parents out there, two kids out there that are maybe on the fence or thinking about being a part of things with the theater. There has never been a better time, I think, than being a part of WRCT and being a part of things going on over there from young to old, no matter who you are, your experiences or anything like that. And when it comes to kids, specifically being involved in theater, I know this is something that you and I champion quite a bit, and the life experiences and the different ways it can help them no matter what they do in their lives. And I can prove that. I have maybe the prime example sitting right across from me in somebody who did this stuff at your guys' age, and look where she is now. She's running the thing. And very, very, very well. It is very noteworthy. And I think that any kid out there, encourage you to be a part of things at WRCT, and adults as well, by the way. You know, we like to have you guys down there too. Again, Dare to Dream, a Disney musical review. Did I say that right? Review? I always wonder if I'm saying that right. is going to be coming up Tuesday, June 19th through the 21st. Shows will be going on then. You can find out more and get your tickets if you'd like ahead of time at wrctheater.org. And then keep in mind that there's also going to be a performance going on Thursday's Lunch by the River. They'll be having Snow White and the Seven Endings. That will be going on again at Lunch by the River this Thursday. Be sure to check that out and stick around afterwards. You'll have some songs from the kids from this show.
Yep, and please note that that's a free show, so you won't have to pay anything to get into that. So free theater.
That's take that in, everybody.
And it's a very cute show. It's not your typical Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. It actually is the dwarves' rendition of what happened, what really happened. And so they go through seven different tellings of each person. And my daughter is actually in that show. She plays Twinkle Toes, and she's the ballet dancing dwarf that tells everything through interpretive dance.
All the great roles are for kids. I'm realizing this right now. Like, all the great roles are for kids. I don't know what I'm doing as an adult actor. And I also don't know what I'm doing directing adults. I've changed my mind, Gretchen. I don't want to direct a main stage show. I want to direct a kids show now.
You can't back down.
It's so much fun. And there's going to be so much fun. And as much fun as we're having here and everybody has had through rehearsals and are going to have for these shows, you as a crew, as an audience, I don't think there's better theater than kids theater. It just doesn't get much much better than that. Take it in, everybody, and be a part of these shows. And find out more by going to wrctheater.org. You can find out not only all this information about these things, but also finding out ways that you can be a part of things at WRCT, volunteering or maybe filling out an audition form or all other kinds of cool things. And be sure to follow them on social media. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. Thank you all for the time today. Really do appreciate it. Thanks for being here. And break a leg. Have a great run. And I'll talk to you soon, Gretch. Thanks.
Sounds good.
And thank you all for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kane. The man accused of assassinations in Minnesota was federally charged on Monday with the murders of Mark and Melissa Hortman. That follows Vance Bolter's arrest on Sunday in the small farm town of Green Isle, about an hour away from Minneapolis. Green Isle resident Wendy Thomas tells Civic Media she spotted Bolter hiding in a culvert of a neighbor's house as she was going down the driveway on the phone with her dad.
As the person got closer to, there's a culvert down there, he squatted down. And I'm like, Dad, they're hiding. You know, so I started freaking out. He says, you hang up and you call somebody. And I hung up and I got to the end of the driveway, and there's been enough police force here. At the end of the driveway, there was an officer just coming down the road, and I flagged him down with my arms out the window. And he's like, is everything okay? And I said, no. I said, there's somebody in this hay field or this grass field here. I said, he's in the culvert.
Thomas adds, since then, law enforcement hasn't communicated with her. Meanwhile, 11 Democrats were on Bolter's hit list, reports the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, including the members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation. State Senator Kelda Royce, who represents Madison, speaking to Todd Alba on Monday.
I am aware of who's on the list, but law enforcement has really emphasized to us that they do not want those names to be public because of the risk of additional violence or copycats. And I think, you know, the point is really that anyone who serves the public could potentially be at risk like this, and it's not acceptable. Nobody deserves to put their life at risk because of the job that they have.
Lawmakers meet at the state capitol this afternoon for another mammoth budget session. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's requested additional security. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lilo and Stitch has finally been dethroned, and there is a new box office champ. How to Train Your Dragon was number one this past weekend with a whopping $83 million. The film brought in another $115 million overseas for a total of about $200 million worldwide. Universal Studios has already given the go-ahead for a live-action sequel. Lilo and Stitch still managed to come in second place in its fourth week with $15.5 million at the gate. So far, PG movies are king this summer as How to Train Your Dragon joins the Minecraft movie and Lilo and Stitch as box office titans. According to Variety, PG movies have generated almost half the box office take for the year to date and crossed over $1.5 billion. Coming in third place was A24's Materialists. The rom-com for adults brought in $12 million, exceeding expectations by a couple mil. And it's all about action for the final two films in the top five, which include Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, and John Wick's Ballerina. Dead Reckoning has made over a half a billion worldwide. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Same for tomorrow, scattered rain and thunderstorms with a half inch or more of rain possible tomorrow, or high tomorrow in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins me for some movie talk. And then Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music writer Piet Levy joins me to talk Summerfest. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Dan Schaefer coming along in just a moment here. First off, a reminder. Earlier in the show, I was about to promote my Facebook page, which for the longest time was called Pat Kreitlow Up North, because I'm still here at Up North News, founding editor of Up North News. We started Up North News Radio, but then we made that show change to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. So I changed the name of the page to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. But I realized the website name still said Pat Kreitlow Up North, and so I can proudly announce that I fixed this all by myself and that the new URL is up. So if you go to facebook.com/morningswithpatkreitlow, you'll find the page there, my professional journalistic political page, whatever you want to call it, where I also stream the show. Though it'd be better if you listened on one of the Civic Media radio stations or Civic Media Facebook, Civic Media YouTube, Up North News Facebook, Up North News YouTube, but it's on this page as well if you care to follow along there. And even if you can't spell Kreitlow, Kreitlow, you'd be able to find it. Search long enough and it's there. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at Pat Kreitlow as well. So fresh, new, shiny URL for the Facebook page. From the text line, Jim in Brookfield. Hi, Pat. Is it only a green pepper dislike? Do you eat red, orange, and yellow? They add a lot to a stir fry and taste great, though I agree green peppers not so much. It's an excellent question, Jim. Yes, I have had red, orange, and yellow peppers. I don't seek them out, but if they're in something that's served, you know, I do eat them. They're still not my favorites, but I mean, they're okay. I think any peppers, jalapeno, otherwise they really enhance a food, but I'm not crazy about them by themselves. But there is just something about green peppers, and I can't explain it. I'm just saying it's there, and clearly that's why Chad Holmes and Brittany Merlot are never going to invite me to dinner, and if they do, I know exactly what they'll be serving. Here's a young man who eats all of his fruits and veggies on this National Eat Your Veggies Day, Dan Schaefer, political editor for Civic Media and founder of the Recombobulation Area. Mr. Schaefer, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mr. Kreitlow. Thank you so much for having me on. Always wonderful to join you here on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And glad to hear about the new Facebook page and all of that. Good stuff. Being all tech savvy.
Yes, and a picky vegetable eater as well. So were you a picky eater growing up? Or are you one of those that you eat anything and everything?
A little bit more of a picky eater growing up, but not so much now. So,
okay. See, we can be adults.
I'll have some green peppers on pizza, maybe, if you do like peppers and onions and mushrooms kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So you were in the Dells at the State Democratic Convention over the weekend. which I would have done if I didn't have that previous commitment to Canada, not realizing that in visiting friends there, I was going to spend an extra day against my will. But that was the airline's fault, not anybody at Immigrations, Customs Enforcement, anything like that. So while I was in Canada, you were in the Dells. They elected a new chair. I'm sure they talked all about next year. And I imagine that one can go to the recombobulation area in the very near future and get some of your takeaways from the convention.
Yeah, I had a couple stories that I posted over the weekend while I was there. I had an opportunity to interview the keynote speaker for the event, Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock. So go check that one out at the recombobulation area. And then I wrote a story about the chair vote on Sunday with Devin Remeker coming out ahead over Joe Zepecki and William Garcia. It did go to a second round of ranked choice vote there, which I thought was pretty interesting. But so you can read that there. And I'm also writing a kind of a longer, what recombobulation era readers will, be accustomed to reading after big events that I cover. You know, 10 takeaways is typically, what I will do there. And I'm finishing that up now. You know, it was my number one takeaway on the list as I'm going through it here, is it was really the Ben Wickler show. It was, you know, Ben Wickler celebrating his, the end of his run, his 6 years as chair of the state Democratic Party. He took the stage. I lost count of how many different times that he took the stage over the course of the week. Obviously, some ceremonial duties bringing it in and out. But he also delivered a 17-minute speech of his own, a really powerful one. He also joined Senator Tammy Baldwin during her primetime address to kind of have a conversation between the two of them. Instead of just hearing the senator speak. And, you know, so much of what was talked about was, you know, just the last 6 years of his leadership and what that has meant to transform the party. And I think in so many ways, if we look from 2010 to 2018 in Wisconsin politics, we can characterize that as the Walker era. Perhaps 2019 to 2025 could be characterized as the Wickler era.
Oh, I think that's entirely fair. And that is not a knock on Tammy Baldwin or Mark Buchan or Gwen Moore or anybody else. But I mean, it is a pace that he set. It is, you know, a fundraising era of productivity that will probably be unmatched in state Democratic Party history. And look, I know at a convention, folks are naturally upbeat. Even Democrats, sometimes they do form circular firing squads and things like that, which is why I asked this question. Yes, they celebrated Ben Wickler. Did you feel like the delegates were in a healthy place going forward? Or did you get a sense that there was a lot of, you know, woe is me, Ben Wickler's going, the party is going to lose momentum and things like that?
Yeah, I think there's still a lot of optimism. I think, you know, just from throughout the weekend, I think, you know, even though there was a lot of competition between, especially between the top two candidates, Remeker and Zepecki in the race, I think most people liked both of the candidates and just had to decide which of the two candidates they liked more. But I also think, you know, it's just, yes, they're Wicklers are big shoes to fill. And as I grabbed a quote from the Wisdom's treasurer. I don't know how many other people were taking note of that particular speech in the convention, but Treasurer Randy Udell, who is also a state representative, he said that the party operated at an unprecedented scale in 2024, raising nearly $70 million, saying this performance exceeded that of any state party across the country. So that is quite the legacy to leave with the party and some big shoes to fill. But I think overall, the mood, I think the spring election results have absolutely reinvigorated the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. I do wonder what this convention would have been like had that election not happened, had it been, you know, just coming off of the loss against Donald Trump last fall. You know, if that was the main topic that people were thinking about. But I think with the spring election, any mention of Susan Crawford, any mention of defeating Elon Musk got just raucous applause in the building. So I think that those results from April, you know, certainly had an impact nationally, but obviously had a clear impact on the state of mind from Wisconsin Democrats. That's for sure.
We're talking to Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area and Civic Media's political editor from Tony Up and Ashland on YouTube. I think the next era could be Representative Mark Bocan, really liking what he's doing recently. Bernie Sanders even mentioned him as someone to watch. That wouldn't surprise me. And I think part of that, I'm not giving Derek Van Orden credit here, but could be the Van Orden effect where Mark Bocan felt like, well, somebody's got to stand up to this guy, or he's just going to bully his way through and truly be Wisconsin's next Joseph McCarthy. So, but it's not just Van Orden. Mark Bocan has been increasingly vocal about what the progressive caucus among House Democrats should want and what they stand for.
Yeah, he's been, I think his profile is certainly rising in a number of ways. He's had some high profile moments questioning members of the Trump administration. And yes, he was there at the convention this weekend. He delivered a speech too. He talked about, dealing with Derek Van Orden and how he, Mark Bocan of the second district, has held more town halls in the third district than Derek Van Orden has this year. So he's really making an effort there to really put Mr. Van Orden on notice, and boy, doesn't he need it. You and I know that well.
Oh, do we ever. So you wrote this column last week asking if Governor Tony Evers should run for a third term. At any point, were any food products thrown at you during the convention or people just coming up to you just to boo? Anything like that? How were you received in the Dells this weekend?
There was a lot of feedback about that column. I will say that a lot of the conversations that I had were off the record, so I'm not going to share any of the details with that. But I do think there were a lot of people who I would say are more receptive to it than what you might see publicly right now. I'll just say that. Didn't have any problems with the food and the drinks and all that. Didn't wake up with any arrows in my back. or anything like that. It's one thing to write a column like this, calling for a very well-liked Democrat to step aside and not seek another term right before the convention. But, people can disagree without being disagreeable. I think there are a lot of issues that are fake both sides conversation. I think this is an actual both sides conversation. I think this is one that, I think there can be a case to be made that Evers is the right person to run again. And obviously I made the case that he'd be better off passing the torch. And so Evers did not give any indication on what he's going to do in his he had a fairly short speech, about between 10 and 15 minute speech that he delivered at the convention. Obviously he had a presence there. He had an ice cream hospitality suite going during the afternoon of the convention, very on brand for the governor. But there was really no indication of whether or not he would be running, even though the theme of the convention overall was the road to 2026. So I think clearly it's going to be a big question going forward. The party had some decisions to make this weekend. This was had people talking. This column did, but any takes on it, might be forthcoming in the weeks ahead. Who knows, though?
It was it's a very earnest question, and some very earnest emails have come in. We made it our question of the week in our Sunday morning newsletter. Should Governor Evers run for a third term? Folks can respond to it themselves by sending us an email, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. I read through some of them yesterday, and I will through the course of the week again. But I just wanted to second that note that this is something that people feel very genuine about. I won't say strongly. It's probably something they weren't thinking much about until recently, but they have some very genuine feelings about, whether he should or should not run for another term. And for folks saying, well, is this going to have an impact on next year's race? I would point out that the election is still, just under a year and a half away. This convention weekend will be a distant memory by that point.
That's true. And, the governor has said that he's going to make this decision after the budget process is over. There's some things we could talk about when it comes to the budget process.
Oh, but wait, there's the budget process. We started the program this morning with that social media post from Chris Kapinga from Waukesha County saying, well, if I got to vote for what joint finance my fellow Republicans are giving me, well, maybe I just would rather not have a budget at all. I think to a degree that's actually telegraphing what Republicans might want to do. And I'm giving you all of 30 seconds to tell me if you think it's a real possibility or not that Republicans would just not send the governor a budget.
I think it's interesting. We also saw how the Scott Walker boosted that comment from Chris Kapinga on his social media feed as well. So that's interesting. You know, we've heard before that they might need Democratic votes in the state Senate, pass a budget. Maybe they just don't even pass a budget at all.
It's very possible. Yeah, exactly. We're talking to Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area and political editor for Civic Media. A local update is coming up for some of you. For those of you hanging here, we'll have some final news and notes from our visit with Dan Schaefer. And then tomorrow, we've got Melissa Baldoff. We'll talk about the climate. Melissa Kay, James Kelly, Earl Ingram, Todd Alba. And remember, you can follow my team at Up North News all day long through our newsletters, social media, website at upnorthnewswi.com, and of course, right here, mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. May 12th, the U.S. Department of Justice reportedly requested all the state of Colorado's records relating to the 2024 federal election and the preservation of records related to the 2020 election. The request may relate to President Trump's effort to free a convicted Colorado election official. The records request is massive. In November 2024, there were 4.65 million registered Colorado voters, 3.3 million of whom cast ballots in the presidential election. Then consider the records from every electronic ballot tabulator, voter registration and verification documents for each voter, and more. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold told NPR, "What they're going to do with all this data, I don't know, but I'm sure they'll use it to push their ridiculous disinformation and lies to the American public," she said. There is speculation that it may be related to convicted Mesa County elections official Tina Peters, sentenced to 9 years for giving voting machine access to conspiracy theorists tied to MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. The week before the Colorado records request, DOJ was directed by President Trump to, quote, take all necessary action to help secure the release of Peters. To date, Colorado has reportedly provided two copies of its master voter list to DOJ and its 2024 voter history file. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Warm weather is finally here, and so is wildfire smoke from Canada. Forecasters say we can expect air quality warnings to come and go and come again with no end in sight as fires blaze out of control across central and western Canada. Environmental advocates say the hazardous smoke blanketing our state just when we want to head outdoors shows no community is safe from the impacts of climate change and should be a wake-up call for policymakers. The EPA is pushing to end its popular Energy Star program that has helped families identify energy-efficient appliances and home energy upgrades for more than 30 years. A group of U.S. senators, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, is calling on the EPA to keep the popular program, saying for every dollar spent on Energy Star, Americans get $350 in savings. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
There was like a water day, so we had a, like some people dressed up in swimsuits or something that they could get wet in. It was really fun.
And then I sprayed him with a squirt gun when they did bad. Just kidding. Yeah. That's not how it happened. It just kind of turned into a free-for-all.
Yeah. But it sounds like the rehearsals have been a lot of fun. And that's really important. And it's great for the audience to know that, too. If there's any kids out there that are listening or parents that are listening and they want to be involved in this and knowing how much fun that can be. And you guys just helped me out a lot, too, because I'm going to be directing soon and I'm taking notes. I want to make sure my crew has a good and fun time, too. So a water balloon fight, got it. And other great things. Gretchen, when it came to putting this together, how much fun have you had doing this and working with the kids and everything? I know this is a bit of a throwback for you.
Yep, it's always been one of my favorite times of the summer, and it's been, I don't know, a little bit more of a joy to work with the really little kids, because it's like you could still, they're still magical. They still believe in it a little bit, and they want to just do a good job, and it's not just about everyone's trying to get the lead part or something like that, and they're not catty children. They don't, you know, they're not mean to each other, and they all just want to put on a good show and have fun. And I'd say that everybody's part is pretty, you guys get a lot of stage time, right? So none of you feel like you guys have small parts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gretch, let's get into the details of the show, when it's going to be being performed and where people can take it in.
Yep. So we will be performing on Thursday and Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater on the main stage. We will also be making an appearance at Lunch by the River on the 19th. Our another group is doing a show called Snow White and the Seven Endings at the beginning of Lunch by the River, and that show is about an hour long. And then for the last half hour or so, both Dare to Dream and West Side Story will be doing a couple songs from their shows to help promote, and we'll be handing out brochures and stuff. So we'll be there. Tonight we're going to actually be at the Rafters game doing the 50-50 raffle, and a group of our kids will be singing the national anthem there and in their costumes, and it'll be a lot of fun.
How exciting. Are either of you going to be a part of that? Part of the national anthem or anything?
I will. I've been practicing.
Have you? Great. Oh, really good. And it really helps to practice. Sometimes it makes us feel a little more confident going into those things. I'm really impressed. I could never do that. I could not, no matter what, I couldn't do that. I'm very impressed by that. That's really cool. Good on you guys.
Do you know if you're coming, Aria?
I don't think so.
Okay. I was asking Mom.
Maybe next time. Yeah. And you guys are so young, you'll probably be in a lot of shows and have a lot of chances like this.
Yep. And we're having a really fun day on Wednesday for our final dress rehearsal. Does anybody want to tell them what we're doing?
We're having like a breakfast dinner, and everybody's going to bring at least like a little thing to just like have our last rehearsal to be super fun.
Yep, so we're going to have breakfast for dinner before. We're going to come in our pajamas and have like a pajama day. And then they're going to get, and you guys get to each bring a stuffed animal from home to sit in the audience. Well, so that they are, so that their best friend from their childhood, who they always told their dreams to, gets to be sitting in the front row.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And then after that, we're going to get into our costumes, do the show, and then we're going to change back into our PJs, listen to the long bit of notes that Miss Gretchen has for them for the final dress, and you'll go home late, but you'll already be in your PJs, so that's okay.
My heart, you guys, I can't take all the cute. I can't take it all. It's so cute. So awesome. That's great. Thank you for saying that, Gretchen. Thank you for that. Before we wrap up and we just touch on the other show that I wanted to mention, also showing up at Lunch by the River, I did want to note to the parents out there, two kids out there that are maybe on the fence or thinking about being a part of things with the theater, there has never been a better time, I think, than being a part of WRCT and being a part of things going on over there from young to old, no matter who you are, your experiences or anything like that. And when it comes to kids, specifically being involved in theater, I know this is something that you and I champion quite a bit, and the life experiences and the different ways it can help them no matter what they do in their lives. And I can prove that. I have maybe the prime example sitting right across from me in somebody who did this stuff at your guys' age, and look where she is now. She's running the thing. And very, very, very well. It is very noteworthy, and I think that any kid out there, encourage you to be a part of things at WRCT, and adults as well, by the way. You know, we like to have you guys down there too. Again, Dare to Dream, a Disney musical review. Did I say that right? Review? I always wonder if I'm saying that right. is going to be coming up Tuesday, June 19th. through the 21st. Shows will be going on then. Well, you can find out more and get your tickets if you'd like ahead of time at wrctheater.org. And then keep in mind that there's also going to be a performance going on Thursday's Lunch by the River. They'll be having Snow White and the Seven Endings. That will be going on again at Lunch by the River this Thursday. Be sure to check that out and stick around afterwards. You'll have some songs from the kids from this show.
Yep, and please note that that's a free show, so you won't have to pay anything to get into that. So free theater.
That's take that in, everybody.
And it's a very cute show. It's not your typical Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. It actually is the dwarves' rendition of what happened, what really happened. And so they go through seven different tellings of each person. And my daughter's actually in that show. She plays Twinkle Toes, and she's the ballet dancing dwarf that tells everything through interpretive dance.
All the great roles are for kids. I'm realizing this right now. Like, all the great roles are for kids. I don't know what I'm doing as an adult actor. And I also don't know what I'm doing directing adults. I've changed my mind, Gretchen. I don't want to direct a main stage show. I want to direct a kids show now.
You can't back down.
It's so much fun. And there's going to be so much fun. And as much fun as we're having here and everybody has had through rehearsals and are going to have for these shows, you as a crew, as an audience, I don't think there's better theater than kids theater. It just doesn't get much better than that. Take it in, everybody, and be a part of these shows. And find out more by going to wrctheater.org. You can find out not only all this information about these things, but also finding out ways that you can be a part of things at WRCT, volunteering or maybe filling out an audition form or all other kinds of cool things. And be sure to follow them on social media. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. Thank you all for the time today. Really do appreciate it. Thanks for being here. And break a leg. Have a great run. And I'll talk to you soon, Gretchen. Thanks.
Sounds good.
And thank you all for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The International Atomic Energy Agency believes Israeli airstrikes have damaged underground centrifuges at Iran's Natanz nuclear plant. CBS's Holly Williams is on the border between the two countries.
Iran's nuclear ambitions are a threat to Israel's existence. But experts say Israel's war will be in vain unless it destroys the Fordow nuclear site.
A California appeals court hears arguments today on President Trump's order that sent National Guard troops into L.A. to monitor anti-ICE protests. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
I think whatever the court decides in this argument, this is an issue likely to go before the Supreme Court because it really poses who's got the rights.
Retail sales fell sharply in May as consumers pulled back after spending in March to get ahead of the impact of new tariffs. Car sales plunged 3.5% year over year. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station.